We see him first at 18, a student at Cambridge. A stern young man, spending hour after hour reading books on mathematics. At 20 comes recognition, and he's hailed as a prodigy, attempting things in mathematics never before tried. Now the light is clearer. He's 23, a graduate of Cambridge. His mother walks by his side.
Come, Mother. Let us sit down under this tree. You must be tired.
I don't mind walking. It isn't often I have my boy home, you know.
Here, let us sit on this bench. There we are. It's peaceful here in the garden. Fresh earth, ripe apples, and a cool breeze.
Tell me of your experiences at school. What have you been doing all these long months you've been away?
Well, I'm afraid I've spent my time in being the despair of my mathematics instructors, Mother.
Oh, well, you were never a bad boy at home, Isaac.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Mother. They become angry at me because I solve mathematical problems by my own methods.
Turn around here to me.
Wait, what?
What is this small hole you burned in your coat? Oh, you should be more careful with your pipe and tobacco.
Oh, that. That, Mother, is the memento of a great discovery. You see, last winter I was toying with a small glass, and I so centered the sun's rays that they burned this hole in my coat. Now, with that same glass, I discovered that the sunlight, which seems to us to be simply a white light, is in reality made up of many different colored rays. Violet, red, yellow, green, blue. Can you understand what that means, Mother? I've discovered the secret of the rainbow. Just as my little glass served to break the rays down into their colors, so do the clouds serve to do exactly the same thing. You see, the sun's rays enter a cloud. They become bent and come out the other side in 100 different colors. Just as happened with my little glass. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it would be better for you to pay more attention to practical things, such as not burning holes in your jacket.
But who knows what untold wealth might lie hidden in the rays of the sun? Those rays are life itself. But come, Mother. Forget science and brew us a pot of tea, hmm? I'll be in shortly.
Don't be long now.
The grass is soft. Well, what's this? An apple on the ground. What pulled you down towards me? I wish I knew what force pulled you down to the earth. I've grappled so long with the problem. And yet, I wonder,
is the force which the earth uses to pull that apple towards the ground the same force which holds all to the earth? Why, if I took this apple 100 miles, nay, 1,000 miles into the air, then dropped it, it would return to the earth. Gravitation. Yes, I've seen it work so many times. All things are drawn towards the earth. This apple, the steady flow of the rain, the moon, yes, the moon moving around the earth, never deviating from her orbit. Is it gravity that keeps the moon in its constant path? Well, Kepler said so. Copernicus agreed. But what is this force which acts upon this apple and upon the moon alike? How can I find a practical law which governs this force, to test it logically, to prove how this force of gravity...
Isaac, the tape oil.
I must find out the principle which makes...
Isaac, stop daydreaming and come along.
Yes, Mother. I come, Mother.